Professor Long, you were given 5 minutes to speak to an audience of scientists, lawmakers, and political leaders in Paris. What point were you hoping to drive home in your talk?
The point I was really making is that we need quite urgently to up agricultural productivity on the land we're using, because if you look at the United Nations projections for future food demand, we could be needing as much as 70% more primary foodstuffs by 2050. The developed world really needs to be investing in means to improve productivity on the existing land. Otherwise, we could not only be setting up problems for global change, but also, you know, possible famines into the future that will impact the poorest in our society.
So there's now a plan with 195 nations on board to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. How do you feel about the deal?
I feel very good about the deal. All the major countries have signed up to limiting global warming, that's the average temperature of the globe, to 2 degrees. So that is a very significant commitment. I do think, though, that there has been some underestimation of the impacts of global change on agriculture. And, you know, this is going to need to be recognized more.
How does your work here at Illinois bring us closer to achieving this goal of producing more food on less land and under increasingly less favorable climate conditions?
We're looking at new innovative ways to improve the efficiency of the process of photosynthesis. So this is the process that converts sunlight energy into food. How can we engineer the process to make it more efficient? And we have already identified a couple of changes which look very promising.
Were there any interesting conversations you had with other people who were at the summit?
As you can imagine, you know, there was pushback on genetic engineering. And, you know, one member of the audience sort of raised their concerns about it, you know, and I sort of compared what we're doing with genetic engineering with conventional breeding, where if a new disease, for example, develops in a crop, the way we might deal with this conventionally would be to look at wild relatives, to try and find one that might have a disease resistance gene. We then cross that with our modern form of that crop to get the gene in, and then we'll cross it many times with the modern form of the crop until we've roughly got back to that crop. But in doing that, we've moved our resistance gene, but we've probably moved 200 other genes as well. We have no idea what those genes might be. They might be allergens, they may even be toxins. That's considered safe. If, however, we use genetic engineering, we can take that one gene and put it into our crop plant without introducing anything else. And so I explained this to the audience, and this person actually said, I never realized that. Actually, in some ways, this could be safer. There's no huge magic about this technology. It's certainly something that many scientists could develop. You know, obviously, along with that has to go sort of also people who are trained in regulating it, in explaining this to farmers and the public as well.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for this opportunity.